You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Wait, hold on. What are we naming this episode? Are we in the new season yet? Season 5?
No, we're not in season 5 yet. It's still preseason, shorty. All
right. Come on, you can't talk like that.
Why not? You guys want me to be hyper? And be pumped for the preseason? Ain't nothing going on but scandals. It's hitting too close to home.
Fuck yeah, I'm about to take the heat off.
Please take the heat off me. King of the Court podcast, preseason shorty episode. What is this, like 4?
Yeah, it's about 4.
And we're all in attendance. This is beautiful. What are we leading with, guys?
Well, we're leading with love.
That's wonderful. Love wins.
Or as the Boston Celtics called it, lust.
Leading with lust. I like that one. We could just name the episode that.
Leading with lust.
We're leading with.
I probably shouldn't use that either.
Unwanted advances.
Unwanted advances.
Yeah.
Well, the Boston Celtics kind of shocked the world a couple nights ago, when Woj dropped a bomb and said Udoka was being suspended and disciplined for conduct detrimental to the team, which led everyone to speculate. So we didn't know if he used language, fought somebody, fought Derek Fisher, or what happened. And then later on,
right, you know, I knew what happened right away. I hit the nail right on the head.
You know, Jason Tatum goes out with LMA, so Udoka hit LMA. And now,
right,
it's controversy because he stole LMA from Jason Tatum.
Right. I called that shit right away. Not that.
Listen, first of all, we're going to start from the very beginning, right? Woj put his face on the actual post, said, "We have breaking news. Udoka's cheating." I'm like, wow, Woj,
no,
wow.
He said he was doing others. He was conduct detrimental to the team. At first, and everyone thought.
Why did he have to put his cheesy face on the post on Twitter?
Gets
with
clicks.
that sick grin he got. Like, gotcha, nigga.
Gotta take the heat off Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is going to prison, but
and Robert Sarver.
I don't know how they got Udoka and before they got Brett Favre and Sarver. And Sarver's wilding. He's like, nah, priority, we got to get Udoka
out of
here.
But listen, before we jumping around, but Sarver, you heard what Silva said? He said, you have to treat the owners different from the employees. Robert Sarver is his boss.
Yep.
Yeah, they're collectively their boss because he's put in power by the owners, and the ownership is a collective. But at the same time, I understand where Adam Silver meant was, they're an ownership group. There's definitely, everybody knows in every job setting, when the owner comes, there's a special set of rules and laws and privileges that an owner gets because you still have the right to own something,
so
regardless
of
how you feel. Sean?
So, Sean, since you're the owner, why do you get all the special treatment?
He gets all the liability when you start desecrating people's names. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So keep shooting.
we gotta make this short and sweet because I'm at work. But we're gonna jump off this Udoka Oku because this is real touchy. You know.
So I can't give my take.
You have no take, sir.
Well, all right. What's your take on this?
My take is, listen, man, you on the road all the time. Nia Long's a busy actress. You know what I'm saying? She may not be around. You know, a man got to get up at least 3 to 4 times a week.
Is this camera on me? So use your common sense.
So now, you know what I mean? He got the little bunnies around there. Smash a little bunnies on the job. It's all love, man. It's all love. Spread some love.
Jesus Christ.
Not on the coworker level.
What you mean?
Niggas not on the co-workers. That's not on the workers.
That's where you get the ass at work.
But nigga, that's where you get caught up at. And no, look what you happened. Know. You but get listen, caught up.
But see, no. But then part two, the article came out was they found out about it in July. They broke it off. But he kept pursuing her, give unwanted advances. And that's why he got suspended, because he was harassing her, because he kept, they were so good, he needed seconds.
That's why you don't do it at work. It's always going to be around. You keep moving. There's a reason why your plane leaves the city and most of the women don't, and they stay there.
Listen,
you handle your business and go if you're going to do it.
Listen, you can't give me the good, and then sort of put it on me, and then all of a sudden be like, nah, I can't get it no more. And then I see you every day. Nah, I need that. Unwanted advances.
Do you think your suspension's warranted?
Nah, because they only suspended Sarver for a year, and he was saying all kinds of niggas and sending dick pics all on the emails and shit.
Yeah, but that ain't said. Oh well, that I don't know about. Well,
they don't promise that he's. They don't promise that he's coming back.
He was sending wild. He was sending men like gay porn in the emails, like just random, like. Open your email from the boss, and it's just some wild gay porn.
I didn't even know about that. Are you serious?
Because you don't know, man. You gotta do your Google.
What?
I think the Udoka thing is kind of fucked up, because they put him in a position where they suspended him for the year instead of firing him. So if he was to like resign, it would deter a lot of teams from hiring him right away suspended. So it kind of made it like you have to sit out a year.
What he did is not a fireable offense. Without they could get sued because
they probably don't have it in corporate policy.
It's not. It's only in like it's team conduct. It's not like he didn't break any law. He didn't do anything, break any real rule. He just smashed a couple honeys. That's all.
That's all he did, right?
No, I mean, he smashed a couple and had to break away pants.
That's sick. Going commando with the breakaways is crazy. That's
a fact. As soon as practice is over, everybody done. Come here.
Yo, the trainer's room is sick. There's rumors that it was someone that was related to somebody in the front office as well.
She was married too. Yeah. And they got busted, and she wanted to break it off and go back home. And he said, nah, I ain't done with that. I need that.
What's the odds of Nia Long getting a few extra acting roles now?
She was done anyway. On Tubi. Nah, she gonna be on X and XX.
Relax.
Sorry.
No, Udoka is. Udoka.
Ladies, them real Africans, not African Americans like us. Africans, all they do is cheat.
You want the irony? Oh, also, he was in San Antonio, and they say he was wild with Tony Parker. So he does come from that pop school of horniness.
Exactly. Tony Parker had Brent Barry's wife bent over, and Udoka was waiting his turn.
Yeah, I'm not editing the damn thing.
Why?
we're on fire right now.
Why are you not
editing? We're cooking.
Why stop, man?
Pop was getting it in, too. Looking like the nigga.
Go ahead, keep going.
You see Tim Duncan with the wild braids? He went right back to the islands.
Pop had them chicks in that little sword gizmos from the movie, and they were taking turns when it chained up. Pops is the nigga from Saw, kid. Udoku's at Saw with Chris Rock. That was the wildest Saw ever.
I still haven't watched that one yet.
So you gotta watch it with Chris Rock. Watch him get slapped like a bitch.
This is terrible. So we covered Robert Sarver. We got Udoku. I forgot about Robert Sarver. I didn't even put him in.
But Udoku, the funniest thing about the Celtics is they suspended him, promoted their assistant coach,
and he got
a domestic violence charge.
He beat his wife. So they fired the nigga who's just smashing hoes for the nigga who really smashes the hoes, literally.
So what would you rather have?
I'd rather have a nigga that be fucking bitches, because Udoku looks like he get the bitches. He look like one of them 90 R&B singing niggas.
Nah, the whole Celtics had a whole good looking light skinned lineup. I mean, they had with him and Tatum.
Tatum's mom is kind of hot.
Then you had the green haired smart. Look, they.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going.
Let's talk about Jason Tatum being 21 and his kid is like 10 years old. That's a little sick, too.
Oh, man, yeah. Talk about that. they're going to play against LeBron. They're going to get to the league before Bronny.
Yo, that could happen.
His son is at least 30.
Deuce. He's already been on the court. He's been to the finals.
I don't like to talk about kids, but Jason Kidd's son, yo, bro, man.
He has his
NBA kids.
I haven't seen him since then.
Nah, he sent him away.
We did. We have not seen him at all since he was in Jersey.
After the imagine if social media was around when he was on the fucking the bench for the NBA. Nah.
Don't be that guy.
Nah, we gotta talk about Doc Rivers too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, no. I was going to surprise you on this one, Sean.
Yeah,
oh, that was you? He was going to take that one?
Lamar's dating a transsexual, too. Lamar Odom. He's on crack.
Go ahead, Stevie. That's your boy. He was wilding on Twitter.
Doc Rivers apparently was liking all of the nastiest of tweets and all the porn tweets and tranny porn tweets. And there's the... There's the theory that he didn't realize his likes could be
seen. He's old, of course. Of course he didn't know.
I ain't got nothing on that.
I got something on that. Doc is in his nasty, nasty bag. That's why his voice is always scratchy, because he likes some tranny.
Oh, my God.
Do they got a backup center over there?
Yeah, Lamar Odom's girlfriend.
No, do they have a backup center in Philly?
Lamar Odom goes out with a tranny.
Is that the proper term?
Because of Dwight. Yeah.
Sorry, LGBTQBGBG.
Yeah, no, there's the T. That's what the T's for. It's the proper term. You can't use.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's tranny. I think it's supposed to be transgender.
Okay, well, Lamar dates a transgender, and he's denying it, but she doubled down and said, yes, he is. So the jury's out on Lamar. But was he high when he dated her? That's the thing.
So they're not actively dating right now. They dated.
I mean, they got some suggestive photos. He's driving a car and she's like blowing an air kiss at him. And I would not allow that.
Is this right now or this is like in the past?
No, this is like current. And she's commenting under the Shade Room post like, no, we are together. He's lying. So I'm like, all right, Lamar, you need to check that.
That's been scandalous week, boy, I tell you.
He's saying we're just friends, but she's saying we're more than friends. And, you know, shout out to the LGBTQ+ community. We love y'all. And speaking of that, congrats to the Aces.
Fuck you!
Why? Y'all was waiting to break that news?
I knew you were going there! Fuck you!
I think they watched not 1 second of that game.
That was a masterful transition.
I watched the game when they were playing Sue Bird. And, that Chelsea Gray girl is amazing.
That was the round before that. That wasn't the finals.
I watched it. I was working, but I supported it. And Chelsea Gray is really good. And I love Sue Bird. She hit that three, and then it went to overtime, and then hit the other three. It was just crazy. I like them. And Keisha Plum, she has a little bit too much arms for me, but she's very pretty.
She's a very attractive woman. She's very strong too.
Yeah,
she's really
arms
good.
Is scary. Like,
she's really good.
She'll just pick me up and toss me. Like, come here.
Yeah, carrying on the way she was carrying on that boombox, that speaker.
Nah, oh. I like the cigar for a little better.
And yeah. I do love the post conference, the press conferences, and
one
the post game scrum. The fun.
Asia Wilson wanted 4 locals.
She was
like
drunk as hell
in the morning.
Asia was wilding.
But they had so much fun, and that was fun. That was the best part of it, and I really like them. I'm telling you, the rowdier and the more fun these women are having on the court, and you show them how much fun they're having, you know, outside their lives, I think there's something to be tapped in there. They're missing. It needs to be different than the NBA, and honestly,
no,
seeing them outside
of that
is a lot
Listen,
more fun.
The NBA is men, right?
They're fucking boring and lame. Fucking NBA guys are fucking lame.
I'm
going to
tell you this. I'm going to break it down like this. The girls are probably going to kill me, but listen, NBA, their fans are men. The WNBA fans are men.
Yeah, absolutely. The
women do not support them. None.
What are they going to kill you for? I watched that whole game, and I was on Twitter and social media, the championship game, because I watched the last three games in its entirety. I didn't get to watch the first three in its entirety like that. Excuse me, the first two. But I watched that last game at my job actually that day, and I was on social media the whole time, and I was looking. I didn't tweet or anything. I was just looking for posts, and I was just like, "This is crazy. It's all men talking about how good this game is, and it's like no women. Like maybe a like or something like that or whatever, but like no comments." And I even said it. I was like, "This is crazy. Like y'all worst enemy."
No, but
y'all
also,
your worst enemy.
It's all also, you know what? We need to stop pretending like WNBA is for women. It's for the women to play, but it's for everybody's enjoyment. Wow. I think it's family and men-centric focused.
That was a good crowd they had, too.
A man and family-focused crowd.
The actor from Diary of a Wimpy Kid killed his mother. He sentenced to life in prison.
How did we get here?
He went from Chris Benoit. He's all on that family wave.
This is
family friendly podcast. Already. Family friendly podcast here. We got
is it.
All right. Hell no,
Sean.
But
right, Sean. Let me ask you a question. If you was working with Malika Andrews, how fast would you catch it? You dope a charge.
I don't think I'd pass probation.
How much tighter would those polo shirts get? How much tighter can those polo shirts get?
Use your common sense.
One man will be throwing up them step 3-pointers every day of practice.
I just want to know, Sean.
Man, that's a bad motherfucker.
And what about that other one, that Rosalind African name chick?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll be out of there.
So you know, you're going straight to HR. You're just gonna walk yourself into HR. Like,
you know, the worst thing about those situations is you really might just be trying to just be good and mind your business, and then they'll just come to your desk and just and
Sean,
don't need anything.
Sean, you're telling on yourself right now.
The worst thing about the worst thing about the game on the finals was that. It was good and bad at the same time. There was a lot of competition during that finals. You had the Mets and Yankees both playing at the same time, and you had the Giants and Jets both playing at the same time.
I get where you're going
in
with
week
this.
Two.
I get
and
where
New
you're
York
going
is your biggest fan base.
I get where you're going with this, and you did it the last episode last time too. And this is what women are gonna get you at. But go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish.
You know why? They had the NBA, the WNBA finals same time as Kardashian.
I get where Stevie's going with this, and it makes a lot of sense on how good the product actually is with it competing with major sports, right? Not to say that the WNBA is not a major sport.
But it was good that the fact that if you really didn't care about baseball or football, basketball heads go straight for anything basketball
correct.
Related. I don't care if it's...
I'll tell you one thing I'm not watching. That TBT. No, sir.
If it's on, it's on. You
That's
could be
fact.
Playing an episode of Streetball from 2001 and you would
Listen,
put it on. If it's on, you're leaving the TV on
a
as a basketball
WNBA
person.
Preseason game before I watch the TBT. That's a fact. I ain't watching no TBT. I could go to ISA and watch them play.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I really can't get into that shit. The time it comes on is just it's awkward.
One thing I was thinking of, there should be some type of high intensity like tournament before the season starts to kind of get people. A lot of times I do it with hockey. If you don't watch the sport regularly, you catch the championship and you're like, this is so great. By the time the next season rolls around, you're not watching that shit. If there was some type of way to market the beginning of the season, you may be able to attract more fans.
The WNBA?
Yeah, I think there's something should be front loaded, either a big all-star game in the beginning, some type of showcase, something. Have them play on a rooftop and do some, and have NBA players on the sidelines watching. I don't know. Do something to cross over to mainstream and do it in the beginning of the season to attract new audience. Some type of big opening weekend. If the treat opening weekend like the fucking Super Bowl or some big shit. Just put a big marketing campaign in front.
Try it. You should do it. I loved it though, but you know what you know what you did? You took away from the actual analysis of the game. But I like what you did there. I understood it, right? Because you know my Cowboys were playing at the same time, and I did not watch. I watched one snap of that Dallas Cowboys game.
No one cares about the Dallas Cowboys.
Bro. Listen, relax because you
guys the ground was going like for like 12 strikeouts. In a pennant race, Judge is going for the home run record. The Jets pulled off a miracle comeback, and the Giants held a close game against the Panthers.
And with all that,
the Kardashians are back.
And with all of that happening, a lot of guys actually were watching that WNBA game with all of that happening.
Yeah, it was a good thing to change to because you had so much sports and you were already on the TV. Yeah. You weren't home, you weren't away, you weren't at the bar, you weren't anywhere else but home. I think everybody had their asses
Stevie
home
was at
that
the
week.
Bar. Stevie, you was at the bar.
I am the bar.
That's lit. I like that. That's a nice bar right there. I really want. So, I wonder how Miss Cambage feels.
Oh, I'm Sean. You just waiting for her to drop the OnlyFans link. It's coming soon.
It is.
It's coming. Trust me. Them Fenty ads keep getting more and more scandalous.
I need that.
She's too tall, man.
Iguodala's back for one last season.
For what?
Udonis Haslem could still sign. He could still sign.
Who?
Iguodala for his final season.
All right, let's get into it, Sean. The Lakers stink.
What does that have to do with Andre Iguodala?
Yo,
because
Sean,
they signed Dennis Schroeder.
We saw him.
Like 75. They have
we saw
like
you at the Pat Bev party.
Pat Bev threw a party for himself for getting traded to the Lakers. And then he said, this is my team.
Because they haven't won yet.
This season is going to be hilarious. When you can see Pat Bev telling LeBron to go cut. Get off the ball. Go cut. Run back on defense.
Melo still has no team.
He's going directly to the – he's waiting for the Knicks to see what they're going to do, but he's going to the Celtics because Celtics need him because Gallinari is out.
You don't think he's going back to the Lakers?
Nah. They don't have no more. They gave all their contract. They gave all their money away. They gave it away to Lakers. They gave it to Schroeder.
I think he's going back to the Lakers. He'll be there by training camp. Melo's a veteran. He don't need to be nowhere until training camp starts.
He should go to the Suns.
He's ready. What?
He's going to go back to Denver.
I think he should go to the Suns.
He could go back to Denver.
I'm on the Denver Nuggets right now in their fucking my career. These niggas cannot shoot.
Did you hear what Chauncey Billups said about Melo?
What did he say?
You know you heard it. That's fine.
No, I didn't. I'm being that serious.
He said if Detroit would have got Melo number two, it would have been none of this LeBron stuff.
Probably.
With that team, with Melo, said LeBron wouldn't have took over and dominated.
LeBron didn't dominate the playoffs back then. It would have been the first 5 years would have been definitely Melo going crazy and them winning maybe or being competitive for six straight years maybe. But that's about it.
The Pistons went to the Eastern Conference Finals for six years.
I know. They would have been
competitive. They say if they had Melo, it would have been different. LeBron would have dominated.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if they went there. Exactly. They still were in a finals.
Let me tell you something.
After a while.
All of these men who have all these things to say, all these former players who were much older than LeBron at the time, they maybe want to win a playoff series or have success when it was very young LeBron and he was by himself. Why do they all say these things?
It's
a fact because look at the success the team had without Carmelo Anthony. So of course, obviously they didn't have to lose anything. They just added him. Because look at the freaking team that they had. That's like saying, look at if Bron went there or something like that.
LeBron stole the rookie of the year from Melo.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, and Ben Simmons stole it from Donovan Mitchell, and vice versa. There's plenty of other ones. All right. It happened already.
That's insane.
Like, that's just like saying you put him on the freaking sand and then you put Bron on the San Antonio Spurs at that time or some weird shit. Like, come on.
Do you think Carmelo has LeBron's number?
No.
Like, on head-to-head?
No.
Like, you don't think that? I think so.
No,
because
I think...
Because you don't want to watch.
Carmelo...
Just watch LeBron the... Just watch the later parts of their careers, especially when he got to New York.
He made him cry, though.
Just okay. You said who has the head-to-head matchup? Who has whose number? Just watch it.
Who made him cry?
LeBron made him smash LeBron made Amari Stoudemire smash his hand into a goddamn fire extinguisher. Melo's whole team was crumbling around him by the time.
Did you ever see the game? I forget which game it was.
The fucking thing is, LeBron had three prime
game on a Sunday, I believe, or some shit like that. And it was like a close game, and then Bron picked off the J.R. Smith pass. And took it the other way for the Akron Hammer, put the game away, and you just see the just the look. That wasn't the cry, but that was the equivalent to the cry because it was just like, God damn, man.
Yo, but when Melo was on Denver, he used to cry.
In the beginning, it was definitely.
I don't understand this,
better
right?
teams. It was better teams though.
I don't understand any of these things, right? You're not talking about two bums here, right? You're talking about potentially. One of the guys.
I'm not saying LeBron is better. Point. I'm just saying Melo has his number.
But you're saying somebody who at one point was regarded as probably best scorer in NBA history, right? He was in a debute, and he probably still is. Right?
Is the best scorer. One of the best
pure scorers, and he's one of the greatest pure scorers in league history in basketball period. Right? And they've been competing against each other since they were teenagers. Like at some point, like yeah, even if it didn't happen early on or midway, like I would expect one of them to have the upper hand over the other at some point. Like it's not like I've been busting your ass for 20 years. It's kind of been kind of back and forth. Like that's pretty good for the two of them. Like it's more than 20 years now.
Even in the high school, Melo was. Clear.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you right now, though. It's like both of them are that.
Like one, it's just like one player that always cooks.
Yeah, but you're looking at it one sided though, as if he's not. It's not going both ways. Like both of them are very competitive against one another. It's a matchup that they even look forward to.
Everybody has that. It's same with Pat and Hakeem.
Yeah.
The same with Shaq and other centers where you can be great. You go against Shaq, you ain't shit. But Shaq has trouble against people that took him outside, like Buddy Deebach and shit. He had trouble guarding the outside when he got.
Yo, back. Malika Andrews and Stephen A. Smith are arguing about Udoka right now on SportsCenter.
Because Stephen A. Smith is not wrong.
He's not wrong.
You're making him wrong.
Oh, all right. Shut up.
WNBA star Candace Dupree is hired as an assistant coach for Greg Popovich's staff.
Nice. Becky Hammon just won a championship from coming from Pop, so hey.
There is some good coaches coming from Pop school.
Yeah.
Big time Bex. I love about Brett Brown, though.
What do you mean, whatever happened to Brett Brown? What the hell are you talking about?
What's wrong with Brett Brown?
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Exactly.
He's fine.
On somebody's bench.
He wasn't horrible.
No, hey, whose bench is he on? Is he on Steve Kerr's bench?
Probably is. Steve Kerr always gets a head coach to be his assistant.
Hey yo.
I think he's a head coach, assistant coach on the Warriors.
He's on the Spurs.
Brett Brown is on the Spurs again.
Yeah.
Let me see if y'all really know basketball. Who's Julius Hodge?
He's not. He's in the
Julius
National
Hodge
Basketball
from North
League.
Carolina.
NC State, my brother.
Yeah,
NC
he's back
State?
With the Spurs.
Oh, he's back with the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Who?
Brett Brown as an assistant.
Julius Hodge went to NC State. I knew he was good. He was very good in college. I didn't know he was NC. I thought he went to North Carolina.
All right, guys. Let's go to the next topic because I got to go soon.
Ben Simmons.
JT didn't watch that whole interview.
I did.
You watched the whole interview?
Last night. The whole entire interview while I was working last night in the machine, and he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He was just like, you find out his back was really messed up.
What were you looking for him to identify what the mental health issues were? That's what you were looking for?
Nah, not that. I wanted him to say, Joel and Doc suck my dick.
No, that's not the type of person he is, though.
He's very youthful.
Yeah.
The funniest part was him talking about the thing that happened in the store.
Yeah.
but he had some points, and he admitted that he should have dunked it, but he said all you see is a jersey. He didn't have time to process.
But I don't understand why people don't understand that, and this is what I was saying in the moment. Like, come on, you think when he made that play?
But you know, it's because he was reluctant to shoot. He's reluctant to shoot. Period. So once that happened,
It's a high pressure situation. Your instinct is always to pass first and look for that option. He saw a jersey come at him. I understand where he's coming from.
But that's what he makes. He makes grim reads.
But you know what's hilarious? But you know what's hilarious? JJ said, "I know you can shoot threes. I've seen you do it for years in practice, but he doesn't do it in the game."
But this is what
it's mental.
Oh my God.
It's also, mental. If you're not that good at it, it's hard to shoot it in your game when it's not a part of your game. He plays a different way.
JJ Redick said, "I know you can shoot threes. I've seen you do it for years in practice."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever play with a person who is really good but kind of loses the game in the fourth quarter all the time?
Or has anxiety?
People have anxiety. I think he suffers from pretty bad anxiety. It looks like he suffers from anxiety. He's very youthful. He doesn't know how to express himself. He gets overwhelmed. There's a lot of pressure on him to guard people in the fourth quarter. It's a lot to expect him to be an offensive threat when he's guarding five positions in the fourth quarter.
I just waited for a year to hear him speak. That's all. All I ever wanted during that whole time period was just to hear Ben Simmons speak. I didn't care about anything else. I just wanted to hear him speak.
He sounds like he was having fun. That interview was good. It was lighthearted.
I mean, it's good because it's somebody that he trusts. JJ's fair. He's not going to let you all the way off the hook, but he's not going to let you bullshit him either, it's a good interview choice, and I don't think it's his last one. You'll probably hear from others soon, though. But it was funny to hear that practice situation where he said that wasn't his phone, that was his jersey and his sweatpants. I got to go back and look now at the photo because I'm like, are you serious? That looked like a cell phone.
They told him he left the damn group chat, and he said, we just wasn't texting in the group chat.
He said he took Patty Mills to ask him if he really left the group chat.
Now what I'm thinking is the story probably was someone made a group chat without him, and that's what happened.
That's possible.
It's
good to hear these guys speak on certain things because it's just the internet. They throw a lot of shit at the wall, hoping it sticks. They're throwing a bunch of shit. Like, you're looking at Ben, you know he's got mental health issues and everything else like that, and he doesn't talk at all. He's not saying anything. There's no interview or anything. So it's like, yeah, it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, he left the group chat. Like, it's easy to believe things like that. Same thing with how, you know, he's telling me about his back and how he can't, you know, he's got drop foot and all this other shit like that, and he can't really perform. That's really what it is in these things where people are like, oh, he can play. And it's like, bro, I can't perform at the expectations, you know, that you guys have for me. And even if I don't even come close to it, like, y'all just going to find some other shit to pick at. I would rather not play. But the shit that I was – the things that I was hearing – oh, if he can't play, why is he dressed like this? Why is he dressed like Zoolander and a whole model and everything like that? And it's like, bro, I can't play, but why can I not get dressed? Especially if I'm not, you know, feeling my best today. Well, you know, maybe me getting dressed up today is going to make me feel better. Like, it was just like, they were just picking at this kid for every fucking thing. And it just got corny. You know, it got super corny. Now you found out he had a legit back injury.
And
you know,
and you kind of feel stupid about it.
You find out that the team was actually notified of these things. You find out the team was notified about his mental health ahead of time. So now it looks crazy, you know?
And now, all because he didn't talk, we all were led to speculate and everybody was making narratives that they wanted to do. All because he didn't talk. Now a good thing for him, though, is to be a little bit more communicative. But if you're having those anxiety issues or whatever it is that he's having, mental health issues, that's tough. It's tough.
You're not in a winning situation. He hates Shaq.
Oh, because he said he DM'd Shaq about the whole thing?
Why Shaq he didn't was talking shit about him, and he said, yeah. you keep saying you my LSU brother. But also, I learned from him that he's a party animal. JJ admitted it.
He's fucking Australian.
Australian for beer.
There's nothing you do in Australia but fucking drink and avoid fucking giant spiders.
I was about to
and
say
fight kangaroos.
Thing. Yes. There's like video footage of dudes two-piecing kangaroos.
Them kangaroos are...
Jack.
Them shit scare me more than like fucking... Like,
yo, let me ask y'all...
Why you think he should...
Sean, let me ask you a question. Forget about Ben Simmons right now. How does it feel to be number six like your jersey?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Number How do you feel to be behind Joker, Steph, Giannis?
Ben says Steph is better than him. We had this conversation last year on the pod. That
I love it.
LeBron's not chasing Jordan anymore.
I love it.
It doesn't do anything.
Dude, he's still in the league, man.
He's still number six. Like you think that doesn't get a rise out of me because it's just like this is either the league is that great, the league is that competitive, or it's just like, all right, that's an irresponsible take. Or, you know, LeBron, you use that to, you know, perform at an even higher level because the nigga just averaged 30 points last season in his 19th season.
And his team didn't make the playoffs.
After all the freaking games played he has in his career, after all he has to accomplish.
His
team did not make the playoffs, Jay, but if he wants to, you've seen other star players do it or whatever. He could just sit that season out if he wants to.
He played 55 games. No, but he's not, because he's chasing Kareem.
He's not chasing Kareem. He's playing.
Yes, he is.
He's not chasing Kareem.
Bro, he's chasing a new goal.
You guys are saying chasing as if this is a normal player in their 20th season. Like, this is Mr. 3000, and you're trying to come back and get that last hit.
He started playing when he was 15.
Okay, exactly. So, yeah, say things like that, and that's more of a testament to how great this nigga's been, that he's actually been great for over 20 years. He's going to his 20th NBA season, and we've been talking about this guy for close to 25 years.
If he can get four championships, he has.
A quarter century of greatness is what you're talking about here, and you're saying he's chasing Kareem. He's not chasing Kareem.
He's using the record for most points to compensate for the lack of championships that LeBron has.
Stevie, it's not.
Damn, he put you in a Steph category.
He called me the community assist leader.
And so I'm saying, like, that shit is crazy to say that, yo, he's chasing Kareem or he's using this to, you know, for the championship. He's using
that to compensate.
Like, dog, you look at that. But look at the season that he just had, even though the Lakers didn't make the postseason. And he's going into his 20th season. And he's ranked sixth. Like, that's like when you go back and you be realistic and you go look at the competition and how great the players are. Kevin Durant is also on that list. I don't know why you're not talking about Kevin Durant being behind Jason Tatum.
He is behind Jason Tatum. If you lose to him in the first round, yes. I called it.
We ain't talking about him. If Bron's six, and we talking about Kevin Durant.
Durant's supposedly behind Tatum.
The best player in the NBA is ranked eighth.
He's the most dangerous offensive player in the league.
And he's ranked eighth.
Actually, he's the second most dangerous offensive player.
Come on, look at the two niggas that's outside of the top five. You got Bron and Kevin Durant, the two best players in the NBA.
But you act like Steph is young, and he's still doing that.
Steph ain't young, but guess what? He still ain't been around as long as them two.
Yeah, but Steph has had a better career than LeBron.
Listen, I'm not even doing that. I don't even care for that. I'm just saying, look at the competition in the league. Like, kudos to Steph too for still being around for all those years and being in the top five. But you got Kevin Durant and LeBron James at 6th and 8th going into this season. And they had two damn good seasons. Kevin Durant was right behind LeBron James at points per game scored. It wasn't like these niggas was in the low 20s. This was somebody who averaged 30 points per game and somebody had like 29.7. And both of them were injury plagued last season. That's how good the NBA is today. That's how good the league is today. That LeBron averaging 30 and Kevin Durant averaging 29.7, that they're 6th and 8th.
Because one of them got swept, and one of them didn't even make it to the postseason with the play-in.
It doesn't matter. Bron lost the way he did in the fucking NBA Finals to the Dallas Mavericks, and he still went into that season as the best player in the NBA the next season.
Nah, Dirk is the best player.
Whatever.
And JJ Barrera.
Yeah, kudos to both of them. But Bron was still ranked number one going into that next season. So, you know, that's how good the league is now.
You like Ja over Booker?
Do I like Ja over Booker? I do. Who's over there? Well, I can't even say who's over there. You know what? Because they do a pretty fantastic job over there without Ja Morant winning those games. And I also say that Memphis Grizzlies team is a lot better than they get credit for. You know, you don't think about them right away when you're thinking about the teams that's going to be competitive in the Western Conference. But it's not like Ja missed a handful of games last year. He missed a lot of games, and they were competitive. They actually had a What were they, like 20 something games without Ja, to single digit losses? Like, fucking Bron played how many years in Cleveland?
Never happened.
And freaking these guys lost way more games than they won. They barely even led.
They were too dependent on Bron.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. That's the freaking right. That's the talent that's in the league now.
Is there anything else that we have to cover? Because I have to leave this office space soon.
Let me see. Ray Allen got pranked.
Who cares about Ray Allen? Dougler. Next topic.
You don't care about Ray Allen, huh? But you cared about Ray Allen when he said that Mike was the GOAT.
Mike is the GOAT.
So selective.
Yeah, anybody that signs my checks is the GOAT.
Thank you, Stevie. That's what I said, as much as I love Walter Ray Allen.
Fucking give me some purple 13s and a paycheck. Fuck that. Speaking of Jordan Brand, Luca has the Luca ones coming out this week.
Nah, the Zion ones is fire. The low top Zion shit.
I'm actually going to buy my son the Luca ones today. Get them. Find them.
Get them.
Of course, you got to support your fellow Europeans.
I almost named my youngest Luca.
You should have.
Nah, it didn't go well with the last name.
Luca Lucas?
Yes, it's way that was.
Well, my son is named after Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, but your last name isn't Jax. Jackson. Or Jaxton. Some shit like that is.
Let's talk about Melo being on Sons of Anarchy.
I forgot about that. That's a fact. Speaking of Melo, when I went to
when he passed the shank, that was.
When I went to go.
LeBron never passed the shank to nobody.
LeBron's doing AT&T commercials. Relax. Everybody's getting an iPhone 14. Relax. Everybody can get it.
LeBron's never on the DVD to stop snitching on PSA.
Start thanking LeBron for things like that. Everybody can get the iPhone 14, all right?
JT.
Melo is a hood icon.
That's good. Start thanking LeBron.
As soon as Mitchell and Ness released that number 7 Anthony, jersey.
Oh, Anthony Edwards got fined $40,000.
Yeah. He got fined for that?
He got fined.
He apologized 40 racks. So fast.
Because he's 40 wild. Rags. He can't do shit like that.
Why?
Nah, because if Udoka could be horny, those dudes outside on the street without their shirts on, they could be horny too. So fuck it. If you're going to be horny.
You can't comment on it though?
No, you can't comment. It's none of your business.
It was his business. It was the person recording. That's people got to stop recording everything and putting on social media, man.
It's none of his business. Yo, why are people so worried about people's horniness? Just leave people alone.
Yeah,
you can't just target people for being horny.
That's the next thing they want. That's the next thing they want to stop.
They never can stop. They're not going to stop mine.
That's what they. Oh yeah, wait till some people get a hold of this podcast. You going down?
I don't give a fuck. They can't. I don't care. They can't stop me. I got built-in Viagra into
Cancel my veins. Coming you straight
know,
for you.
You know how Bane got that shit that pumps that shit in him? I got one like that, but it's just Viagra.
I go straight to the vein.
Yeah,
sick man.
Nothing but Viagra into testosterone just going into my veins.
This is a sick episode.
This is a sick Negro.
Jalen Brunson got engaged. Shout out to him.
His girl is trash.
Jesus Christ.
They got the bag.
I hope they got the bag.
His girl is trash.
I hope people.
You know they got the bag. You know the bag's there. Dolan bags don't flop, man. Best owner in the business.
Have you guys seen Julius Randle?
Fuck that. Yeah, he looks great. He looks like he's going to gas out the fourth quarter.
Nah, he lost weight. And Derrick Rose is 195, his rookie weight. Randle looks good. RJ looks even better.
Randle's been fit though. It's not Randle's conditioning. Randle's been fine.
You see me today? You jealous?
Nah, you about to get some stress weight.
Tito, when was Randle fat though? Randle's always been built. I don't care. I do like his promos though.
Who, Julius Randle?
I do like the promos. He's still quiet.
Anybody got any 30 and over leagues?
Oh, you want to join? I'm ready.
I'm ready to play now. I told y'all I'm in my play.
I just can't blow out my Achilles.
I told you, once I get to 230, I'm hooping again. I'm at 228 right now, consistently for the week.
You need to do yoga because your arms don't have a lot of elasticity. It's too much muscle.
That's why I lost the weight. I lost 32 pounds, guys, for everybody who's listening.
So who you think is going to buy the Suns? Jeff Bezos?
Us.
No.
Sean King? Who you got?
No. We're going to buy the Suns.
I will put my money up.
There's going to be
Elon
Putin's
Musk.
Buy the Suns. Putin's going to buy it.
I got Musk buying the Suns.
You think so?
Putin used to Musk. Own the Nets. Yo, the Nets has been owned by nothing but fucking communists. You know that, right? Putin's right-hand man used to own the Nets. Then he sold it to this freaking commie.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So how can you be a fan? If you love democracy, you can't be a fan of the Brooklyn Nets.
Nah, Hope did that. Hope did that.
And Kyrie, first of all, Kyrie Irving is tweeting Alex Jones. So you know, if you don't.
Alex Jones is not like Tito, but the exact opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like a conspiracy theorist, but for white Republicans.
Why is he tweeting him? Oh, that's the bald head dude?
Yeah. The dude who just was crying about the Sandy Hook because he got, he was calling Sandy Hook a hoax. I can't really fuck with people like that, though. Like, I'm going to leave that one alone. Kyrie Wilding, like, you can't just be reposed. Certain people, even if they have a good opinion, all the other, that's like fucking saying crap.
You guys are
fucking horrible.
Tito sabotaged the audio. What did you say? You said Crispin Wise.
My job called me.
Oh, he's in trouble. Nah, scandals. Scandals.
They just approved my deal for tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful. So they had you to get days off?
Yeah, sanitation game.
Stevie, you got to take your test soon.
Yeah, I got it on the 5th.
I'll take mine on the 24th. Tito will give us no study tips.
He don't remember that shit.
He don't. Look. Now he's back at work.
Back working. King of the Court podcast.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm just doing my job, you know? I'm doing everything at once because I'm a renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. And we are out. Later, guys.
Later.